Kelly?
I am. Good morning.
Let's dive in. We've been talking movies here for the summer, and you haven't been real happy about them.
I have not. I've not. There have been a few, though, remember, that I have enjoyed.
Yes.
A few have popped in there.
Right.
This week, I don't know so much, but let's start with the sci-fi Elysium, starring Jodie Foster and Matt Damon, all tatted and bulked up, you know.
He's
looking good.
Yeah.
Looking good. Yeah. The plot is we're in the future, 100 years, I think, or something in the future. So you know what that means.
Mm.
Sepia tones.
Oh, here we go.
Everything's beige in an apocalyptic future.
Right.
Earth is gross in the future, according to the movie. So the super rich people have built a new land in the sky, and then the people left on Earth, they want to get up there.
Oh.
So when it shows Earth, it says it's Los Angeles in the future, and it's all graffitied and war-torn. And I'm like, that's exactly how Los Angeles looks now.
Right.
No different. And then when it, you know, it's so cliche, it shows the rich people, and they're eating finger sandwiches at lawn parties, because that's what they do. Oh, we're drinking tea and listening to Box Cello Number 1, which, P.S., is the hackiest go-to every time a director wants to show rich people.
Yeah.
Think about the comedies in the 80s where John Belushi's acting all crazy, but then cut to the dean.
Yeah.
He has a water fountain outside his house.
Right, right.
And it's Bach playing. Jodie's one of the rich ones, and her accent changes 7 times. Very heavy-handed message, really right on the nose. And the loud robot fighting was just put me over the edge.
Whoa.
I'm going D+.
Really? Okay.
D for do not.
Okay.
If there was any confusion, I'm a little bit below the average on that one, but not much.
Okay.
Also happening is We're the Millers, starring Jen Aniston as a stripper.
Yes.
It also stars my soul as a fading black hole of despair. Is that too much?
Yeah,
I don't know why my soul's in it. Jason Sudeikis pretends to put a fake family together to make a drug deal in Mexico. The movie is so lazy and lame and bad. Here's the grade I give it. A Rachel haircut. Never given a Rachel before, but that corresponds to a D.
There you go.
I laughed a couple times, that'd be fair, and the outtakes are kind of cute, so it's not an F.
Okay.
And lastly, we have Planes, a non-Pixar. It is not Pixar, spinoff of Cars, and the main plane is voiced by Dane Cook, so it probably steals from other planes.
Right.
Is there a character named Tray Tables?
Probably.
No, I'm not. That's not. I will tell you, Dane Cook is voicing a plane for a spinoff of Cars. You do the math. Not great, even for kids. Even the kids weren't enjoying this one.
Oh, man.
I don't know what's right. It's better than Smurfs, though. Let's say something positive.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
And I'll leave you with another positive. If you've not seen Spectacular Now, which came out last week, and I enjoyed it. It's a teen romance. Not perfect, but it was sweet. And maybe that's something if you really want to see a new movie.
Okay.
Weekend.
We have options now. But
we have options, and there's always going to be good stuff ahead. You know, it's really been a strange year. I keep saying it. But I know that all the good stuff's coming up. You know, as soon as football season hits,
and then here we go.
Then everything's cool.
Okay, good. Yay.
You know?
Yeah.
So enjoy. Enjoy your weekend either way. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.